Faith lights the heart, removes all fear. Walk this path, Allah is near. Faith lights the heart, removes all fear. Walk this path, Allah is near. The path of faith, the path of faith.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series The Path of Faith. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss the virtues of good conduct. And subhanallah, the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it serves as a beacon of guidance in this concern. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to follow the example of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his lifestyle. Let's first and foremost recite salawat ala nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the beautiful hadith, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that he will be closest to me on the day of judgment, the one who recites an abundance of salah upon me. Let's inshallah azza wa jal recite together. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers, the final prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expressed a very beautiful message from amongst the illuminated teachings of Islam. And he explained a delightful principle governing harmonious social interaction, and he said in these beautiful words, wa khaliqi an-nasa bi khuluqin hasanin, and treat people with beautiful character. Now the word hasan, it refers to a strongly established habit by which all tasks are easily accomplished. This is known as khuluqun hasan, good character. Another meaning of this is to greet others with a smile, removing a harmful thing, and spending on acts of piety. Additional commentaries also show this means to treat others the way one would like to be treated. From this clarification, it is apparent an occasional good act, such as occasionally suppressing unwarranted anger, despite this being a virtuous action, this is not considered good character until it becomes a facet of one's nature. His Eminence Allama Ilyas Attar Qadri Hafizahullah Ta'ala, he writes that a person is commonly termed to have good character if he smiles and meets people warmly. Although this is part of good character, it also includes good social conduct, benefiting others, saving them from harm, etc. There are many who smile and greet with enthusiasm, but at the same time, they harm others. If something opposes their temperament, they fly into a rage. For example, someone greeted you cordially and presented you a plate of biryani, for example. At this point, you say something he did not like, causing him to throw the plate in your face. We will not term this as good manners, but bad behavior instead. You will even find some business people who seem to exhibit good character. They smile and courteously present tea and cold drinks to the customers, welcoming them. Yet, if they do not make a sale, or when a price is suggested which does not appeal to their disposition, they become hot-tempered. Such people are not good-charactered. In fact, they are driven by their own personal benefits. Their good manners are not to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but to trap the customer. One will be rewarded for smiling and greeting others warmly when these actions are done to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Said actions must be free from personal benefit, such as gaining a sale, wanting people to be impressed by oneself, or seeking praise, etc. Just as small holes in a boat sailing in deep waters make its sinking certain, the ship of life is sunken by bad character. Adopting beautiful character is most beneficial in attaining salvation in life. Good character has a foundational role in making one's conduct shine, as a person is recognized as good or bad according to his character. If a person's character is good, there is always hope of his mistakes being rectified. If their character is bad, however, the possibility of other virtues of his coming to an end is increased. An individual's conduct with others is as good as his character. Everyone respects a good-charactered person, and he is valued everywhere. Conversely, a person with a bad character is neither afforded respect in people's hearts, nor is he appreciated. Rather, people strive to avoid him. Our beloved Prophet ﷺ possesses the finest character in this world and in the hereafter. Allah Almighty has praised his character in the glorious Quran and sent him into the world to perfect good character. The Prophet ﷺ has stated, "Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal sent me to complete noble character and perfect beautiful action." Now, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned many things regarding merits of good character. Let's inshallah Azza wa Jal pay attention and try to let them immerse in our hearts. In one hadith, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Indeed, by his beautiful character, the believer attains the station of he who fasts in the day and stands in prayer at night." In the second hadith, it is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, "What is the best thing a Muslim is given?" He replied, "Good character." And then he says, "There is nothing heavier in the scale of deeds than good character." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make dua, "Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ash-shiqaqi wan-nifaqi wa su'i al-akhlaq. Wallah, I seek refuge in you from hating people, from hypocrisy and evil character." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, "What most admits people to paradise?" He explained, "Fear of Allah and good manners." Let's inshallah azza wa jal analyze our own character in the light of these beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the principles explained by His Eminence. There is no doubt that good character is an excellent means of bettering our lives in this world and in the hereafter. If someone errs, rather than causing him pain by scolding and disheartening him, we should make it a habit of showing forbearance and having mercy upon that individual. We should pardon his mistake where it is necessary to speak out, cease the habit of remaining silent. Where it is necessary to remain silent, break the habit of speaking. Issues are sometimes resolved by speaking, and other times one must remain silent, and that's the best thing to do, so problems do not arise. The attraction of a smile is greater than a magnet, so try to keep smiling. Pick up the downtrodden and be humble instead of arrogant. Be compassionate to children and respectful towards the elders. If you are experiencing the heat of trials and tribulations, immediately take refuge in the shade of patience. You will be saved from impatience and attain relief. You will find the teachings of good character in the Quran, hadith and writings of the pious predecessors. There is untold blessings in reading them. However, observing pious people's character is most effective in learning beautiful character. In this regard, Dawat Islami provides many opportunities in the form of Islamic activities such as the weekly gathering Madani Muzakara and training courses, etc. Affiliate yourselves with the beautiful Islamic environment of Dawat Islami to acquire beautiful character. You will attain countless benefits in this world and in the hereafter. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers, Islam places high emphasis on sound character building. It is a valuable quality for a healthy social life. Sunnah character is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the greatest human to ever walk the earth is our beloved Master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom Allah Almighty describes in the Holy Quran to have the excellent manners. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, and undoubtedly you possess excellent manners. It is mentioned in the tafsir that a Jewish person amongst the eloquent people of the Jewish community, he came to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu during his caliphate and said, tell me about the character of your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to him, ask Bilal about it, for he is more learned than I am. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu then referred him to Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and then she sent him to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When he asked Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu the same question about the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he replied to him that tell me the worth of the world before I tell you about his character. He said, well, it is not easy for me to assess that. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu then said to him, you felt overwhelmed to describe the worth of the world to me, while Allah Almighty has testified on its worth and he has stated, قُلْ مَتَاعُ الدُّنْيَا قَلِيلٌ. Say you, the enjoyment of the world is little. Then how can I describe the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to you, while Allah Azza wa Jal has testified that it is indeed great? And he has stated, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, and undoubtedly you possess excellent manners. A'la Hazrat rahimahullah ta'ala, he beautifully says, describing the great akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, تیرے خلق کو حق نے عظیم کہا, تیری خلق کو حق نے جمیل کیا, کوئی تجھ سا ہوا ہے نہ ہوگا شاہا, تیرے خالق حسن و ادا کی قسم. Meaning, Allah Almighty remarked your character as great. He beautified your creation. Neither there was anyone like you, nor will there ever be. O King, I swear by the divine being who created you and your beautiful personality. Subhanallah. Imam Busiri rahimahullah ta'ala, he describes the beautiful character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his world famous Qasida Burda Sharif, and he says, فَمَا تَطَاوَلُ آمَالُ الْمَدِيحِ لَا مَا فِيهِ مِنْ كَرَمِ الْأَخْلَاقِ وَالشِّيَمِ. How can his admirers praise the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for it is beyond the ability of man to do justice to the sweetness and greatness of his character. Then he says, أَكْرِمْ بِخَلْقِ نَبِيٍ زَانَهُ خُلُقٌ بِالْحُسْنِ مُشْتَمِلٍ بِالْبِشْرِ مُتَّسِنِ. Meaning, what a beautiful manner Allah has made the physical figure of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What beauty those pleasant smiles display, that on the sacred face are signs of happiness and liveliness. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he describes the manners of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says that in the first meeting, everyone who met him for the first time, he was overcome by awe and fear. But after speaking to him for a little while, that same person was found saying that he will never find another person like him from today till the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was like a father figure even to the strangers. He would solve their problems and eliminate their difficulties. His good conduct stretched to a level where when his enemies broke his Mubarak tooth, he made dua for them in return. That, O Allah, guide my people, for they do not know me. Allahu Akbar. The root cause of corruption, cheating, indecency in today's day and age, malice and jealousy and hatred in our hearts for each other in today's society, is bad character. If we can rectify our characters and reform ourselves, the very society will be home to a peaceful and prosperous inhabitants. There are so many hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam where there is emphasis on the beauty of character. For example, in this hadith, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, "Al-mu'minu mir'atu akhihi, idha ra'a fiha 'ayban aslahahu." That a believer is the mirror of his brother. When he sees a flaw in it, he rectifies it. And what happens? What do we do in our day-to-day life? When we see someone falling or someone making a mistake, we make a joke out of it. We humiliate that person, right? Instead of rectifying it and helping him see it from our perspective. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has set such a beautiful guideline for us. He says, a believer is a mirror to his brother. When he sees a flaw in it, he rectifies it. When it comes to our iman, our character plays an important role in strengthening our iman. It is mentioned that an Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she narrates, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم that the beloved Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم has stated, إن من أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا أحسنهم خلقا وألطفهم بأهله. Meaning, the most perfect amongst the believers in iman is he who possesses good character and is lenient towards his family. Subhanallah. And it goes further, it goes way deeper. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, and we all yearn to have the closeness and proximity and nearness to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, especially on the day of judgment, when we will all be helpless and seeking the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated, that the dearest person to me from amongst you and the closest to me on the day of judgment will be those who possess good characters. And the ones furthest away from me will be the gossipers, those who rant, and the mutafayhiqoon ones from amongst you. The Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know what is al-tharthareen and al-mutashaddiqoon, but we do not know what is al-mutafayhiqoon. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, it means the arrogant. Allahu Akbar. In another hadith it is mentioned, an Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, samitu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqulu. Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she narrates that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, innal mu'mina layudriku bihusni khuluqihi darajata sa'imil qa'im. That indeed, with his good character, a believer can attain the station of the one who fasts all day and prays all night. Allahu Akbar. And do we know the importance of having sound character, and how much weight will it hold on the day of judgment in mizan, on the scale of justice? Regarding this, there's a wonderful hadith in which Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, nothing will be heavier than the good character on the scales of a believer on the day of judgment. Indeed, Allah Almighty hates the obscene and vulgar. Allahu Akbar. Yes. So the weight of our character will be very heavy on the scale of justice on the day of judgment. If we want to make our akhirah better, let's inshallah azza wa jal try and improve our character, our akhlaq, our mannerism, and subhanallah copy and imitate the manners of the most beloved bondman of Allah, the most beloved Rasul of Allah, the most beloved creation of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah azza wa jal, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear brothers, undoubtedly in every matter, the blessed life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best example for a Muslim. And by following it properly, every Muslim can have success in the world and in the hereafter. Therefore, we should learn more and more about the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Quran speaks about it. There are numerous ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that be a testimony to that. There is seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose pages are filled with the Mubarak lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Zaid bin Sa'na radiallahu ta'ala anhu, once he bought some dates from the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before he accepted Islam. And he was a Jewish scholar at that time. There were still a few days left for it to be delivered to him when he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and demanded him in a very angry and bitter tone, staring at the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with contempt in his eyes and clutching his blessed clothes. Zaid bin Sa'na said, "It has become the trait of the family of Abdul Muttalib to delay in fulfilling the rights of people." Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he witnessed this and became infuriated. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he glared at Zaid and shouted, "O enemy of Allah, how dare you disrespect the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this manner? By Allah, if the beloved Rasul's respect had not stopped me, I would have definitely cut off your head with my own sword." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Umar, what are you saying? You should have encouraged me to fulfill his right and taught him how to ask with kindness. By doing this, you'd have helped both of us." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then ordered him to give Zaid dates equivalent to his right and add a little extra. Zaid bin Sa'na asked, "Umar, why did you give me more than my rightful share?" He radiallahu ta'ala anhu responded, "The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered me to give you more to console your heart after I stayed and terrified you." He asked Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu if he had recognized that he was Zaid bin Sa'na, the noted scholar of the Jews. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said no. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu then asked him, "Why did you disrespect Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in such a manner?" And he explained, "Umar, the truth is that I found all the qualities of the final prophet in Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that are mentioned in Torah, except for two, which I had to still test. The first is that his patience will overcome ignorance, and the second is that his patience will increase if he is treated with additional ignorance. Through this plan of asking for the dates before time, I have now seen all the signs of the final prophet in him, and I declare that indeed he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a true prophet. Umar, I am a very rich man, and be witness, I have given half of my wealth as charity for the Muslim Ummah." Sayyidina Zaid bin Sa'na radiallahu ta'ala anhu then came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read the kalima and embraced Islam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, this is the character of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How Allah azza wa jal has made his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the paradigm of exalted morals and manners, that no matter how much anybody would hurt him, show rudeness to him, treat him with disrespect, speak ill of his family, essentially, if anyone would go to any extent crossing all limits of evil manners, but hats off to the possessor of the most exalted manners and character that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has. Instead of being aggressive, he always showed gentleness, tolerance and patience. Any single act of scolding, threatening, beating or staring angrily, or any other act of any kind of bad manner towards any ill-mannered individual from the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is beyond imagination. Rather, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed such an incredible mercy towards the ill-mannered and rude people, which enthralled them. By the blessings of his blessed morals and manners, countless non-Muslims embraced Islam, and limitless number of people experienced Madani transformation in their lives. Let's inshallah azza wa jal have this Madani transformation take root in our hearts and in our own lives, and practically embrace the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah azza wa jal, in the next episode, we are going to talk about more beautiful topics related to our day-to-day life as a Muslim, as this silsila is called the Path of Faith. Yes, inshallah azza wa jal. So stay tuned with Madani channel, and there are so many beautiful, amazing silsilas that are being aired on Madani channel every day. And together with that, Madani Muzakara is also being played every day live. So make sure to take the maximum benefit, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the blessings of Ramadan. Ameen. بجاه النبي الأمين صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Faith lights the heart, removes all fear. Walk this path, Allah is near. Faith lights the heart, removes all fear. Walk this path, Allah is near. The path of faith, the path of faith.